Yeah, that is exactly correct. What you need to know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. What is going on today, everybody? It's Thursday afternoon. It's 4:59 today. 4:59 p.m. DeMarco is in for Sedano. And here is Funchy with what we all need to know.
All right, guys. The Hustle, which deals with tech news and business stuff and all kinds of stuff, they tallied up the average cost for a family of four to attend a MLB game. Mm-hmm. And the total cost is four tickets, four hot dogs, two beers, two sodas, and parking. And with that, the average cost for all of that to go to a MLB game.
Wait, don't tell us. Don't tell us.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, this is parking?
Parking, four tickets, four hot dogs, two beers, two sodas.
All right, DeMarco, average cost. You ready?
Yeah.
We'll all take a guess here.
This test is culturally biased, though.
It is?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Four hot dogs and two beers? That's my family.
Yeah. Well, what's everybody else going to eat?
I want to know where the seats are. Like, that matters, too.
Okay, but let's just play with this as an average.
Okay.
And you're right, DeMarco. I mean, seriously, two beers, four dogs.
That's me.
Yeah, right. What's everybody else getting?
Exactly.
So, four tickets, four dogs, two beers, two sodas, parking. All right, that's a lot, I think.
Are we guessing the price?
I know. Yeah. I was like, what are we doing?
Average price. Across
well,
all
that's not fair. I actually saw the list, but go ahead.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
All right, Laura, what do you think the average price is?
I'm with, we said the number on the text thread.
Yeah, I saw the number.
I intentionally did not look at it. Seriously.
Okay, well, then you guess, because I know.
I don't know. $350, $400, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Man, that's really expensive game that you're going to go to. But well, the average cost right now is
$204. $204?
Yeah, $204.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And that's the average cost going to a whole league. So, I mean, if you go to... Let's just say you go
here.
Yeah. You go to Dodger State. It's a lot more.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Average for a Dodger game, four tickets, parking, dogs. And by the way, Laura, you're not going to eat those hot dogs.
Hell no. That's nasty trash.
Oh, good.
I need that.
I want to go to a game with you. Give me yours.
Yes, right.
They're gross.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
they're glorious. Go ahead.
The new ones suck.
What's the average for a Dodger game? Family of four.
Family of four. And I think they're being even more lenient on parking, but the average price is
$265. $265
for
Dodgers.
And the parking, they put $11 for parking.
Hell,
I don't even know where you find $11 parking anywhere around Dodger Stadium. Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
Wow. Not even like on the little like crack lots and stuff. Like,
I don't know where these people are parking at, but they ain't parking at Dodger Stadium.
I was shocked at who was at the top. Boston is number one? Most expensive ticket?
Yeah, Boston, yeah.
Why is Boston so expensive?
You know, the history, and people like to go to Boston. Like,
there's history at Dodger Stadium.
That's very true, very true.
And the Yankees are where?
Number three.
So I was surprised.
So more Boston's than number one.
Boston's one.
Who's two?
Chicago Cubs.
I can see. Yeah, I can see
expensive
that.
Expensive to go there, actually. I've been to a Cubs game.
I've been to a few.
But these are the old classic stadiums, Fenway Park and Wrigley Field. And they're the most expensive places to go, huh?
You're paying a premium.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Wrigley's a vibe, though. Like, all around Wrigley, like, that's a little vibe.
What's the average cost for, like, a weekend at Disney for a family of four?
It ain't $204, I'll tell you that.
So Disney parking?
No,
four
no.
tickets to the park,
yeah.
Four dogs, two beers, two sodas. What does that cost?
$204 per person.
Yeah,
not even that. It's probably $300 per person. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, we don't know. We don't know what it is because we haven't checked. Let's be real. But you know, Disney's worth it, people.
Yeah. Okay. You know what I say, kids?
Mouse pays me, so you know it is worth it.
Kids, we're getting into baseball. We're gonna learn how to score a game.
Yeah, that's wow. So I'm kind of surprised by that. I would have thought it would have been kind of more.
Wow.
For a Dodger game for four.
Me too.
You're a good dad.
Yeah, well, they're saying $50 for tickets, for four tickets. I don't know where these people are sitting.
$50 for all four?
Yes, $50
for
four.
They got to hook up.
Yeah.
At Dodger Stadium?
$11 for parking at Dodger Stadium.
Hell no.
Four tickets for $50 at $61 so far.
No.
And you said the average was how much?
$265.
So where's the other $200?
Well, you got to add up, you know, four tickets. Well, $50 per ticket, basically.
Oh, per ticket. Okay, that's $200.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, that's $200. Parking's $11. We're at $211. I'm going to do math live on the air. Keep going.
You got four two beers.
Okay, beers are going to average $15 a beer.
It's 20.
Well, okay. You know what?
They, 20 bucks a beer.
On this list, wow. They have beers at $6.75.
Oh, please.
What publication is this?
It's a hustle.
The hustle.
Okay. Yes, they deal with tech news and business news.
Okay, but my thing is, what year are they getting these numbers from?
It's an average, though.
65. I don't think they've been to a game.
Wow. Like, yeah. The hell is wrong with this average? Like, inflation, first of all. LA, second of all. Like, a beer at Dodger Stadium's anywhere from... like literally 18 to 20 some dollars.
Wow.
Depends if you want a Michi. Then, like, I know because I buy margaritas there, they're like 20 something dollars, depending on which one you want and stuff. Parking starts at $30. It used to be 25. I think now it's 30. If you buy it at the gate, sometimes it's 40 or 50 bucks, depending which one you want. So already you blown that.
Wow. Yeah. Maybe you know they meant per person, Funch. That's what they meant. Yeah. Wow.
Right. $260 per person.
Per person, yeah.
Just for reference, the Angels are in the middle of the pack. They're like at 18th on this list.
Okay. Value. What are the Padres?
Padres? Let's see. Padres.
Cap, you've been to a few, right?
Been to a bunch of Padres.
Really nice park, too.
That is a nice park. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Padres.
It's a big yard, ain't it?
It is pretty big.
It's big, yeah.
Padres, yeah. Average tickets for tickets for hot dogs, two beers, two sodas, and parking at a Padres game will be $176.
Okay. Where's that rank?
I don't buy that. Yeah,
in the middle of pack. Mid-pack. Right below the Angels.
Is that about
right? By 20th out the league.
No, you're not buying it?
I don't think so, DeMarco. Okay. Seriously. What about who's the bottom feeders in all of baseball?
A's.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Not the A's.
What about the Pittsburgh Pirates?
They're third to last.
Third to last.
Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, yeah. Oh, man. Cincinnati, there are about six to last.
Okay. Cleveland? Sorry, Hungarian Heat.
Cleveland, they're more at the bottom than the top, I'll say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who's dead last?
Yeah, who's dead
the last? You guys want to take a shot in the dark?
We just did.
Hey, Oakland A's now. That's not it. Okay. It's going to be the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cheapest ticket. And I heard it's a nice park to go to and blah, 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 you know?
Wow.
Would not have known.
Up in the Bay is nice too, though.
Yeah,
like San Fran. Ooh, that's nice
I will never go there.
It's a nice park, though.
You will never go to a Giants game?
I will never go to
me
a
neither,
Giants game.
But it's a nice park.
I can't stand them. Sorry, okay. Giants fans. Well, not really, but not really. I just can't stand. Mm-hmm. No, everything they
maybe
stand
it's just Bay Area fans.
I will go to an Oakland A's game and stay there and sleeping bag and have a great time. I just won't. No, not them.
Hey, so you've never been to a Giants game at their home park?
I have. I've been there. God, quite a few times.
What a great ballpark.
During the Bonds era.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to see that up close.
When people were in the boats trying to get the home run balls and stuff like that?
Yeah. You know, dude, next to boxing, you know, like when you watch boxing, MMA, it's like you have to, you're on the edge of your seat because something may happen. Mm-hmm. That's what it was like to watch Bonds.
Yeah.
Like you just knew something was about to happen and boom, there it goes.
Yeah. I know those were electric times. Listen, yeah. I love that ballpark. I love going to games in San Francisco. And actually, it's kind of funny you mentioned Oakland. DeMarco, did you happen to see yesterday that Steph Curry and his wife threw out the first pitch in Oakland?
I did.
Now, I thought that was interesting because it's like, okay, there's nobody at the game. I mean, nobody. And Steph and his wife go out to throw out the first pitch, which I thought was very nice of him. I was trying to figure it out because, you know, obviously.
It's a statement, yeah.
Well, right, because he could be in San Francisco, which is where the Warriors play now, but really where they came from was across the bridge. And you know, right next door to the Coliseum where the A's play, that is where Oracle is, and that's where the Warriors played
right.
for all those years, right?
Yes.
So I understand him saying, okay, you know what, I'll go back out there because this is where we played, and there's a tunnel in between the arena and the stadium, and, you know, I understand people want to see me, but there's nobody there.
I know. It happens. Look, this is why I will forever love Steph Curry, really, because he gets it. He understands it. I mean... the East Bay teams, the Golden State Warriors are an Oakland team. They're just moving. So I'm so glad he did it there. I'm sure he'll show up in San Francisco at some point, but I'm glad that the first pitch or the first time he threw the first pitch after winning the championship number four, he did there because it might be the last time you see him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will forever love him for that. He gets it.
Cap, I just saw the first pitch, and I don't know if Steph Curry can even play in our 7-10 softball game.
Man. Have you tried it? Have you tried throwing off a mound, Funch?
No, I have not. It's hard, though, right?
It's different. Yeah, it's hard. Have you tried it, Cap?
Yeah, I have. And, of course, you know what I'm going to tell you, right, DeMarco?
What?
Of course, I'm going to tell you I threw a perfect strike.
I'm sure you did. But did you warm up? Did you practice?
Yeah, of course. I was down underneath the tunnel and everything. I was getting myself prepped up.
And he got hurt.
Yeah.
You hurt yourself?
No, but I just got hurt before the softball game, so now it's just kind of an ongoing thing. You know how like when I stepped on that bee and the bee stung me in the toe and I sent you a picture of my disgusting toe and it took me like 2 months to recover?
Very tasty, yeah.
Two weeks ago from today, I got hit in the shin by that ball with an illegal bat, 200-mile-an-hour exit velocity, hit me in the shin. DeMarco, my right heel is all bruised because the ball hit me in the shin. Yeah.
Oh, please take a picture. Let me see it. I'm sure you have pictures of it. I want to see it.
Yeah.
They didn't believe you were hurt.
I know. Damaged goods, man.
Yeah. When I saw you limp in, I'm like, dude, that's a real injury.
You showed up with an ice pack.
That's a real injury. Yeah.
Walked in dragging my leg till Dr. Clapper said, how are you? And then he cleared me to play.
Wow. Wow, yeah. That's a real deal. Yeah.
Hey, what you need to know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. You know, Steph Curry did throw out that first pitch in Oakland, and his wife was on the mound at the same time, and they're both right-handed. So the two of them were gonna pitch at the same time, and the A's had two separate catchers.
Yeah.
And Steph threw a ball that was so far to the left that his catcher had to come out of his crouch and go make a backhanded play to just save the ball from hitting a bunch of photographers.
Yeah.
But it was a good thing that the catcher had to move because Steph's wife threw a ball not to her catcher in front of her. She threw it to his catcher to the left of her. And so if he doesn't throw a terrible pitch, Steph Curry, the catcher gets hit in the face because his wife throws a ball at the wrong catcher.
Yeah, it was kind of a cluster, wasn't it? That was a failure to communicate. There was something wrong with that one. But, yeah, still not as bad as 50 Cent.
Okay.
Still not as bad as 50 Cent. That is still the worst first pitch I've ever seen.
What about Baba Booey? Baba Booey had a really bad pitch,
Was it as bad as look, I expect that out of Baba Booey. I did not
No,
expect,
Baba Booey had a really bad pitch.
I did not expect that out of 50 Cent. I thought 50 was at least a half an athlete. That looked bad.
Half those rappers don't have any athletic
skills, though. But it's not just the rappers. It's people who look like they've never thrown a ball in their lives before. Remember when President Obama threw out a first pitch?
Yeah.
And you were like, yo, man, I thought you were an athlete. You're a ball player.
But it did freak me out. I did one for a minor league game, and I was not ready to fall off a mound. Like, I can throw off flatland and give you a pretty good pitch, but you're actually falling off the mound. It's like when you're walking downstairs and you forget the last step. You know what I mean? You're expected to be there and it's not. So, yeah, it messes everything up. It messes with your mind. It really makes you appreciate major league pitchers.
But wait a second. You know, we're talking about all these bad first pitches. Steph Curry inspired this conversation. Have you ever seen Carl Lewis's first pitch?
Yes. Didn't he ask for another one?
I don't know, man. A guy was in Seattle. It's nighttime. He's wearing sunglasses and dress shoes, and he looked like he was throwing a shot put rather than a baseball.
Yep.
I mean, for a guy who was a world-class sprinter, that dude don't know how to throw a ball.
See, that's funny. You would have said world-class athlete until you saw that. Now it's world-class sprinter.
Right.
You can just run.
Right. That's all you can do is run.
Just run.
Here, throw this ball. You're like, how? I don't know how to do this.
Do you remember his national anthem?
Yeah, this first pitch was to first pitches what his national anthem was to national anthems. Hey-o. Oh.
When he said, wait a minute, I'm going to bring this home, died laughing.
All right, DeMarco is in for Sedano today. Coming up, I got to talk to you, DeMarco, about how incredible Amazon is. I got to explain to you why I want to get this off my chest here this afternoon. Why is Amazon so incredible? Let's get to that. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What's going on today, everybody? Yo, Sedano and Cap's Circle of Trust on Twitter, our community. Keep on bringing it. Like this guy right here, DeMarco, Rev Ayala says, what's worse? This is from an earlier conversation. Kyler Murray having to study film or Zion having to keep his weight down per their contract? What's more embarrassing?
Kyler Murray having to study. You know what I mean? That's just terrible. It's like you're calling a guy dumb. That's your franchise quarterback. It really is. That's your guy. You're supposed to protect him.
That's my quarterback.
You're supposed to keep things from the media. You're supposed to build him up, not have him defend himself before you play down number one. Come on, man. That's crazy.
I got to tell you, I've just retweeted ESPN Los Angeles' tweet when DeMarco is just getting down in the studio. I mean, really, really nicely done. Got good moves for a big man.
What are you looking at?
Looking at a video that ESPN Los Angeles. Oh, what am I looking at?
Who put that out there? Did they put a video?
Probably a video that Laura shot that you didn't know that she was shooting.
Laura, did you record me?
Yeah.
You recorded me dancing?
Yeah.
That's illegal.
That's not.
You can't do that.
I did it to Kirk. Yes, I did. It's up on.
You need to
ESPN
ask
LA.
Me, man. That's some private dancer stuff, man.
No, it's not. If you're in the studio, it's communal.
You've
situation.
Heard me say this, Cap. I dance like nobody's watching because I thought no one was watching.
Now we all watching.
Let me tell you something, DeMarco. When you're dancing and you don't know that somebody is shooting video of you, and then they post that video of you dancing and you had no idea, I do believe like you do believe. That is an invasion of privacy.
It is.
Right there.
That's okay, though. That's all right. I'm proud of my dancing.
Yeah, you're good.
I was on beat. Yeah, I'm good.
If you were Cap, I can see why.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is funny you say that. I was at a buddy of mine's band playing. This is about 2 weeks ago, and I'm in this bar restaurant, and I'm jamming, and I'm just like in my own little world jamming out, right? And a friend of mine took a video of me, unbeknownst to me, and then posted it all over the place, and I was like, yo, man, what are you doing? He's like, what? That's funny. I'm like, yeah, it's funny because I can't dance, but I think I can dance. And now I'm seeing myself on film and I can't dance. Like, that's embarrassing. And you've invaded my privacy.
That's mean. You wouldn't do that outside the studio, would you?
I would not do that.
You wouldn't record me outside,
Never.
Just in
Never.
Here.
This is like, because we're at work, I feel like it's all free game.
Okay. All right.
Outside, no, never.
Good for the goose. Just saying.
Oh.
I got a camera too now.
Oh, damn.
See? See?
But what I'm doing looks bad. So, yeah.
Right.
DeMarco in for Sedano today here on Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. So, DeMarco, this morning, I walk into my kitchen, you know, and I go to get my dog some food. And I pour the bag of food into the bowl, you know, and the dog comes running and he starts eating his food. And I realize, that's it. I got no more dog food.
Uh-oh.
I'm out of dog food. So my options are I run to the local pet store where I can buy this stuff, you know, because I need it today. I have to have it today.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to go on to Amazon. So I go on Amazon and
get
I
skunk
buy.
Pee.
What? Say that again,
Laura? Coyote pee. You got coyote pee?
I did not buy coyote pee.
Mm.
DeMarco, have you ever bought coyote urine on Amazon?
No. Why would I buy coyote pee?
His face.
What am I missing? That's a real thing?
That is a real thing.
Coyote urine.
Urine of a coyote.
For what purpose?
Well, this was a recent dilemma that I shared on the air here.
Okay.
That I had a, had at least for the short term, I had a skunk, big old skunk.
Okay, yeah.
And this skunk was coming to my house every night. And my daughters were freaking out because they would come home at night from work.
Yeah.
And they'd come walking out and they'd run in the house. I was like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah. There's a skunk. I'm like, okay, chill out. I got it. Like, no, Dad, you got to do something about it. I'm like, what am I going to do? I mean, look at me. I'm not a real guy here. I mean, I can get a spider maybe, but I can't get a skunk.
You can take a skunk. Come on now.
So I was told by somebody that if you buy coyote urine and you spray the coyote urine, that will scare away the skunk.
Ah.
But I went to a local hardware store to buy
Anybody
coyote urine.
Did
you
confirm that?
Yeah. I don't know. We looked it up. And so apparently that's a deterrent for skunks. But I went to this hardware store. They didn't have any coyote urine, and I wasn't about to go get any on my own. Like, I wasn't going to go up to some coyote and go, yo, right here in a cup. So what happened was, I want to buy another product that was supposed to keep the coyotes away. And I thought to myself, well, since I don't have coyote urine, I got my own urine. So I just, you know.
Okay. I was going to ask, does a skunk, you know, have that strong sense of smell? Can he differentiate between human and Coyote?
I don't know if he can or he can't, but
that's
I just
Cap. No, that's Coyote. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. My thought was he would smell it and he'd go, oh, there is a big old animal that was here recently. I got to get out of here. I'm the big animal.
Smell it and you go, this guy drinks too much coffee.
Oh, yeah.
This guy just had asparagus.
Right. No,
you like pineapple.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, back to where we were. So no, I did not, Laura, buy coyote urine on Amazon, but I went to feed the dog. I fed the dog. I'm out of dog food. Right. So now I'm like, okay, I got to go to the pet store, but I got to say, like, I just don't feel like I have the time during the day to go out of my way to go to the pet store to get dog food. Right. So I go on to Amazon and I buy dog food on Amazon. This is 9 o'clock this morning. I'm going to tell you right now, DeMarco, 11 a.m. this morning, the dog food showed up from Amazon.
No way. Awesome.
Come on. Now, listen, I may be late to the party here and being so impressed with Amazon, and I may get it. You guys don't have to hit me up yet by saying, dude, they've got like these big warehouses in all the cities, and that's how it gets to you so fast. I got it. But that is just amazing. Seriously.
That is cool. That's like, cool.
I think they are an incredible company. I don't have to leave. I don't have to go. Anything I want or need, I just go on there, click on it, and more often than not, it's here that day.
I like it. I'm with you. I'm not an Amazon guy. Laura, Funch, do you guys Amazon a lot?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Guilty.
Okay. See, I think I'm helping the world, you know, spiral into robot dogs with guns if I keep using Amazon stuff. I need
just
to go to stores, big box stores.
No.
It's scaring me. But that's cool, though. 2 hours later, you had dog food.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's cool. That's cool.
Was it fresh? Amazon fresh? Or did you do just straight Amazon Prime?
I think I just did Amazon Prime, but I don't really know.
I think it was fresh.
Really?
Yeah.
How would I know the difference? I don't know.
Because it says fresh.
You guys don't like going to the stores? No?
I like going to stores.
I prefer going to the stores, but sometimes, like, I used Instacart for like the second or third time on the weekend because I'm like, I don't have time to go to the store. And they were like, oh, it'll arrive between this time and this time. And then literally 40 minutes later, I was like, Christian, go get it.
Okay.
I still like going to grocery stores. I still like going to malls and stuff.
What have you done with the extra time?
What do you mean by that?
That you don't have to go out and shop. Everything is brought to you. You
work.
Okay, makes sense. Okay. I wonder that when you speed your life up, I go to Amazon. It's faster. So, okay, what are you doing with the extra time? I'm always curious with that.
So you don't ever use Amazon at all, DeMarco?
No. I think maybe I've used it twice.
Wife.
Ever. No.
The wife doesn't
even? No.
Online shopping? Like just regular online shopping?
No, we go to the stores.
This makes me so happy to hear. Because
malls and everything?
What?
The malls and everything to go,
yeah,
you know?
We go to the malls, we go to the stores, we go to places and
Target
shop.
And stuff like that?
Yeah.
Wow, this makes me really happy here.
Because, in L.A. streets.
Yeah, because I thought I was going to get ripped today by everybody. But when I tell the story of, wow, I ordered it at 9, and gee, oh my goodness, it just showed up at 11. I figure everybody's going to go, yeah, because that's kind of the way it works nowadays, dummy. But the fact that you don't Amazon anything.
Nothing, yeah.
Makes you that much more impressed with the expeditious nature of the delivery.
No doubt. I mean, sometimes I'd like it. I mean, I'm thinking maybe I could fit that in. That might help me. But what would I do with the extra time anyway? I don't know. But, yeah, it doesn't bother me. But I think the only time I went, I had to order like a cord, an extension cord that I didn't have.
Return text messages or phone calls. That might work for the extra time.
Will you stop? Look at you. See, that's personal business again. See, Cap? See how she is?
Wow. Laura, is DeMarco not satisfying
your desire? We talked
for
3 minutes during the break. Didn't say a word. We come on air, she tells everything. Wow.
Anybody else have that, though? Like, you ever have that experience where you're like, oh, my God. Like, this thing, this whole Amazon thing, it is truly remarkable that in 2022, you literally just, like, press the button, and a couple hours later, the stuff just shows up, and it's like, but, dude, have you not had a pizza delivered? Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I get it, okay? But I just find it fascinating that you, when you need something even obscure, dog food, it's either go to the store and buy it, take 30, 40 minutes to go buy it, or just call these guys and have them deliver it, and it's ultimately just the same price anyway. Again, I may be late to this party, but I just find it fascinating that it all happens like that.
That's cool.
You're very late to the party. There's Instacart. There's, you know, just like food delivery service, Grubhub, Postmates, all that stuff. Like, wow. It's been around.
Don't use them either. I go. I am my own DoorDash. I go. Yeah, I like it. I like talking to people. Don't you? Cap, you're a man of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ruin your life. Don't change yourself. No. Yeah.
I love going to the grocery store.
Yes.
Like, I never buy groceries online and have them delivered. I know a lot of people that do, and they think it's the greatest thing ever. I never buy groceries online.
By the way, I go to grocery stores, love my grocery store. I've talked to everybody in the grocery store. I am right about the separators, the things you have to put down when they don't care. It doesn't help them at all.
Really?
Yes. They don't require it. They don't get mad. So, yeah, everyone else here is wrong about that. Yeah.
No. Wait, okay, so I went to the grocery store. I mean, I didn't go to the grocery store the weekend, but I had to go. We filled up some backpacks for some stuff. And I was like, oh, I need to go buy all this stuff, right? So I had my food, and then I was like, I want to pay the school stuff on the side just to kind of, you know, mentally know how much I wasted, like how much I spent or whatever. So the girl's like, is it all your stuff? And I was like, yeah, I want to pay separate. So I didn't have the little divider thingy, you know, and she was like, grabs the divider, slams it on the little thing. Ooh. And she goes, you need a divider.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Nice.
It may be where you shop. Yeah. Okay.
That's true.
Yeah. Maybe my grocery store, not nice. Required. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, fancy
grocery
store.
That's a little aggressive.
Yeah, she was aggressive. I was like, but then I'm like, I kind of wanted to be like a bleep to her because I'm like, that was rude.
I'll leave. If you're rude to me, I will leave my stuff there and take off. You put it back.
I mean,
whoa,
yeah.
Will
damn.
You really?
You don't have to be rude, especially if I'm not doing anything. It's not my fault you're having a bad day.
Well, that's why I didn't keep, like, because I said I wanted to be, because, look, listen, I'm the nicest person until I'm not. Uh-oh. People know this. Like, my friends are like.
Just talk about LeBron.
Just don't get her mad because it's like she's about to pop off, and that's not true. But it's like I was like. You know, but I was like, she's clearly having a really bad day and it has nothing to do with me.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then, you know, I was like, I apologize. I didn't know I needed one since it's all my stuff. She goes, but you're paying it separately. And I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, you know, that's on me. So she's like scanning the stuff or whatever. And then I pay. And then I said, you know, I hope you have a great day. I was like, I hope you have a great day today. And she goes, And I was like, oh, hell no.
You couldn't break
like,
that.
Ugh.
Wow,
like,
couldn't break the tension, huh? You tried. You tried to
like,
lighten things up.
Bleep you, girl. Bleep you. But I didn't tell her that.
All right, coming up next, it is time for Radio Tinder. How will DeMarco do during Radio Tinder? We will find out next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thank you, Christopher.
All right, guys.
Nice job, Funchy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm just trying to, you know, keep up with Lindsay, you know.
Shout out to Hungarian Heat, who is no longer on the IR, but on a family vacay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time of year when everybody's taking their vacations because football season is going to start, and it starts on Tuesday, September 6th, meaning the week of. And then it's just, you know, 100 miles an hour through Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody take your break right now.
I didn't know. You were talking about Lindsay with Hungarian Heat?
That's her.
I thought you were talking about, like, Al Roboski or something.
No, okay.
Makes
Lindsay
sense.
Is the new version of
Hungarian
Heat.
I thought it was a wrestler or something.
Is that? Can we get away with that in today's... day and age. Okay.
I know it seems a little strange, but it's become a legitimate nickname around
Got
here.
It. All right.
All right, guys. Do you guys know who James Coons is?
I've heard the name.
Okay. He's been in the news lately. Well, James has got a 12-inch by 12-inch tattoo of a Subway logo and is now getting free Subway for life. Free Subway sandwiches.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Subway had a promotion that if you get a tattoo of their logo, you'll get free Subway for life. Coons will get $50,000 worth of gift cards. So I think that's going to last him a lifetime, I think. You know,
really? That's how this works?
Yeah. I mean, I guess he can go into any Subway and get a sub.
Wow.
You know, with these gift cards. So, guys, the question here is, would you get a tattoo of your favorite fast food place or restaurant to get free food for life? Swipe left or swipe right, cap.
This is a real dilemma for me here. Because on one hand, I'm kind of cheap. And on the other hand, I don't really like tattoos. I mean, I like them on you guys. If you guys have tattoos, I will look at them. I'm like, yo, can I check you out? Can I look at your arms? Can I look at your neck? Let me take, cause like, I'm fascinated by people who get tattoos and especially who have like really intricate art on their body. So I love tattoos on you. I just don't want tattoos on me, but yet I want food for life and I'm cheap. So in this case, I'm going to have to swipe left and I'm going to have to make a decision here, executive decision. I'm out on tattoos for my favorite place.
Wow. I like the way you're, you know, I'll go swipe right, except I need parameters. Like, where is the tattoo? Is it visible?
I saw the guy at James's tattoo. It's all over his back.
It's all over his back.
It's his back. It's a back tattoo.
So I could cover it up and no one would ever see
probably,
it.
Probably, yeah.
And he doesn't have to see it.
Okay. And I'm trying to think, how many times do you go to Subway in a year? Cap?
Zero.
Like, never?
Never.
Never. You've never gone?
I almost went to a Subway about 3 weeks ago.
That's big.
I was driving through Orange County, and I pulled off the freeway to get gas, and I was like, you know what? There's a Subway right there. I haven't been to a Subway in a really long time. I'm going to go get a Subway. And then there was just this really long line in there, and I was like, okay, I don't have time for this, so I left. I was so close to getting a Subway. How many times a year do you go to Subway?
You know, I'm thinking maybe 6 times a year,
really?
Maybe.
Man.
Wow. Maybe. Is that a lot or a little?
No, it's not. I think it's a little.
Maybe.
I think it's a lot.
I mean, not a lot.
You think it's a lot? You don't think it's a lot?
I think I go probably 10 times a year.
Ten times? Okay.
I haven't ate Subway in like, I want to say a year and a half, 2 years. Maybe longer.
Okay, not a
sponsor,
right?
What's the best sandwich at the Subway? What's the best sandwich?
Well, they got a whole new menu now, I don't know what's the best sandwich now with this whole new menu.
I use it for like quick tuna fish or something.
Yeah, okay. And I see Marshawn Lynch doing his thing with it, you know, and he has his own sandwich. I actually tried a Marshawn Lynch sandwich. It was really good.
Yeah.
What is it?
It was like basically all the meats.
Oh, really?
Piled in a sandwich, and that's what I like.
They call it beast mode?
Beast mode, exactly.
The last time I went to a Subway, they were like literally barely introducing like the flatbread stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, Cap. Yeah. I'm telling you, hangover, recovery.
Oh, really?
Key, my carbs. Friend.
Because let me tell you what the best thing used to be at Subway old school. And I used to not really get it, but it was always the best thing, was their meatball sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
The meatball with cheese and just leave it plain. It was the bread was soft. The meatballs were hot. The cheese was melted. God, that sounds
good
right now.
Not a sponsor, right, Laura?
I don't think so.
Not a sponsor.
Okay. So, I mean, it's not my first choice, but if you have Subway sandwiches and we're on a long trip and you hand me one, I'm never going to say no.
Yeah.
All right. Would you have Jersey Mike's tattooed on your butt?
Okay. You know what? I'm going to swipe left because I don't go to Subway enough. I don't think I would outlive the deal. You know what I mean?
So you're going to have some leftover money out of 50 G's?
Can I roll that over to my kids or something?
I think you could. Oh, I'm pretty sure you could.
Right. Okay.
In his will, he left you $30,000 of Subway gift cards.
Yeah. See, 5 times a year, but I got this tat on me every day of my life. Yeah, I'm swiping left. Yeah, you're right.
All right. All right, what do you got, Funchy?
All right, guys, next question. This is right up DeFar's alley as Keanu Reeves.
Oh, that wasn't the one up my alley?
This is the one up your alley.
Okay, go ahead.
Keanu Reeves told Extra he would love to play an older, wise Batman one day. Reeves said, it's always been a dream, but Robert Pattinson's Batman right now. He's doing awesome, but maybe down the road when they need an older Batman, maybe I can do it. So swipe left or swipe right on Keanu Reeves playing Batman one day, DeFar.
I love Keanu. I do. I love John Wick. I loved Neo. I even loved when he did the vampire movie, the Dracula movie, when he was horribly miscast. He was terrible in it, I love Bill and Ted. I'm a Keanu fan. He's a great guy, right?
Yeah.
Every interaction anybody's ever had with Keanu Reeves has been great, but I'm going to go ahead and swipe left. Yeah, you don't have the chops for this man.
Really?
No.
You don't think so?
You can't pull off an older Batman. I'm not seeing it. I'm just not seeing it. It's just not going to work for me. Yeah. Is that bad?
No, I'm going to have to join you on this one. I'm swiping left also. I just don't see Keanu Reeves as middle-aged Batman.
Right.
By the way, I'm not sure I know anybody who's really perfect for middle-aged Batman, but I don't think Keanu is. And I love Keanu Reeves.
I'm trying to think who might be perfect for a middle-aged Batman.
George Clooney now?
No. I was actually going to go with his buddy.
Who?
Pitt.
Pitt.
An older middle-aged Batman.
He might play a really good Bruce Wayne, but I don't know about Batman.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, yeah. But I just can't see Keanu. I'm sorry. I was wrong to say he doesn't
have the chops.
But
Keanu might play a really good Bruce Wayne as well.
I think Cap is right. I don't want to see him as a middle-aged Batman. I'm sure he can do it. He's an actor.
I love Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I watch everything he's in.
Yeah. I just, not that, no.
What's your, like, I love Point Break, okay?
Love that movie.
Very Johnny
cliche.
Utah.
Oh, right, yeah. I love Point Break. What was the one where he's the quarterback? Is it The Replacements?
The Replacements, outstanding.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
Yeah.
My old teammate, we were teammates for like a couple of months, TJ Rubley, was the quarterback that helped him get ready for that role.
Oh, really?
Taught Keanu Reeves how to act and be a quarterback. He looked just like TJ Rubley, yeah.
That's cool.
Did he know how to throw a ball before your friend got to him?
It's so funny, man. A lot of people don't know how to throw a football.
A lot of people,
right?
Yeah.
Like we talked about, you know, first pitches. People can't throw baseballs.
Yeah. A lot of people. It's funny, and you know, I pick up a football, I throw it. I've been throwing it my whole life, but I'm shocked that some people don't know how to throw.
Some people don't know how to throw a perfect spiral.
Exactly. So yeah, he had to teach him how to throw it, but it was more the mannerisms, how to be under center, how to take command of the huddle, all that stuff. Yeah.
I recently threw a football, and I was like, what happened to me? Like, I used to feel like I could really, really throw a football well, you know? And now the football seems so big, you know, and it seems hard to grip.
Yeah.
And then I used to whip it, and now I'm like, what happened to my gun here, man? What happened? It's
not to be a homer, but watching Matthew Stafford practice, I have to say this. You know, L.A. fans don't know how lucky they are to have this guy. He's got a world-class whip. I'm serious. Well, he's got a world-class arm, and he's really, really good at what he does.
I'm glad you're saying that. Have you've already been out to training camp?
Yeah, I was out there yesterday.
Good. I want to hear what you think, because I am curious to hear, just as Matthew Stafford kind of made it seem like he really legitimately did not pick up a football to throw it the entire offseason because of his elbow or his shoulder that was bothering him, but I was like, really? Like the entire offseason? Like your first throw is really when you get to training camp? I kind of find that a little hard to believe.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, look, he took a couple of months off to let his arm heal. Yeah, he can pick it right back up. But, you know, watching all four guys, and with all due respect to every single guy that's out there, Perkins, Wolfert, and Luis Perez, these guys are quarterbacks, have been quarterbacks their whole life. There is just a different thing, a different zip that comes out when you see Matthew Stafford. Like, oh, that's pretty good. Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, my God, that's all pro.
There are certain
you don't know
guys,
how lucky you are to have this guy.
But, DeMarco, there are certain guys that you and I have seen from the field level as we're standing there on the sidelines doing these reports that just throw the ball completely differently. Aaron Rodgers, like I remember the first game I ever broadcast, a Packer game, and Aaron Rodgers threw the ball. I was like, I've never really seen anybody whip the ball like that. He's unbelievable, Aaron Rodgers.
But it's nuts.
Matthew Stafford's in that category. He's in that class. Now he is, certainly.
Yeah, he's there. So I didn't see the article about they ranked quarterbacks, and I guess he was ranked in the second tier.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't bother me. Good. Fuel this guy. That's great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the strongest arm I've ever seen up close, this is after I retired and I went on, like, this camp tour, was seeing Brett Favre in Green Bay. That arm was stupid. Like, literally, you should have a license for that. You could really hurt somebody. If he threw that ball at your face, like on a line from 40 yards away, he may take your head off. That was the strongest arm I'd ever seen.
All right, we're going to get back into the Rams coming up shortly, but here's our final Radio Tinder question, and then we're going to get to Blake Harris. We're going to talk about the Dodgers and what's going on, and are they really going to get Juan Soto? And we'll talk to Blake coming up here in just a few minutes. All right, last one, Funchy.
All right, guys. So Cincinnati star receiver Ja'Marr Chase revealed something recently. He buys clothes and dresses as quarterback Joe Burrow.
Oh,
no way. That's the guy who's doing all that?
Yeah, he says this. He says, Joe always asks me to shop for him and drop it off at his house. He's not into fashion like that. He's cool with his khakis and skinny jeans. So question here, guys, and lady, Laura, too. So do you have someone in your life that dresses you? Swipe left or swipe right? Cap.
I'm going to have to swipe left. I don't. I wish I did. I did it one time.
Rachel?
Rachel doesn't?
You know what? She doesn't, although I probably need her to.
No, you got some style.
Yeah, but you know what? True story.
Adjacent.
Like, oh, really?
Adjacent
now my style is adjacent. Yeah. That means that like Styles over here and over here is something that's kind of adjacent to Styles.
Way over here.
Wow.
Christian and I started this whole adjacent thing, and it's like an inside joke. So now I brought it to you guys. So,
it's taken over. Yeah.
Cap,
it really
you're
has.
Good. You're good, Cap. Don't let it run. Yeah. You're good.
I love the
Cap brings it. Yeah.
The Del Mar outfit, bro. Yeah. That was good.
Cap brings it.
Yeah, people told me they wanted my jacket. I will say this. There's a listener that we have in Orange County, my boy Zap, and you guys met him at the Mandy's. And my boy Zap has made me a couple of really, really dope-ass outfits.
Yeah.
There's like a shorts and a shirt combo that's like got all these like shiny Mercedes logos all over them,
nice.
You know? And he's got another one that's got all these Gucci logos. And I look dope AF. In fact, the way Zap tells me, he tells me I look fly AF.
I like
so
it.
So I may rock those ones.
See, it's not what you wear, it's how you wear it. So that's what Cap can wear. What was the question again, Funch?
Do you have someone in your life that dresses you?
Oh, swipe left. No way. Yeah, I would.
Your wife,
I would decline. Absolutely, no.
Your wife doesn't tell you what to wear, how you look, blah, blah, blah?
Tries, but no.
She tried, but
I go for
happening.
Comfort. Comfort is important. I can care less about fashion.
Laura, do you dress your man?
No, I do not dress. My man has really good style. He don't need me.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you say?
He's hot and he smells
Cap,
delicious.
You can't say that.
See, that's sus. That's what makes you sus.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hot. He does smell delicious.
She
can't
say
dance.
That. Right. You can't say that, Cap.
I know, but it is true.
It's right.
And it is sus. Yeah.
I need that again. What was that?
No, I'm not saying that again.
Damn.
You heard it.
Damn.
Wow.
Radio Tinder is presented by Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. It is award-winning, small-batch, premium-sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves. It is available everywhere fine tequilas are sold, or you can just visit TequilaMandala.com. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. All right, why did the Dodgers lose 2 games to the lowly Washington Nationals? And by the way, speaking of the Nationals, are the Dodgers really going to get Juan Soto? Let's talk about that. Blake Harris will join us next, our Dodger insider, coming up on Sedano and Cap. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. DeMarco is in for Sedano. Tomorrow, Beto will finish off the week with us. And then, DeMarco, you got to hear this. You ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Monday, we are not on the air.
You're not?
No, now I don't mean just me and Sedano. I'm talking about Travis and Slee, Mason and Ireland, us, the entire crew.
What's happening?
Well, this is unbelievable. ESPN has given everybody the day off.
Wow.
Like
really?
The whole company.
Yeah.
The whole company.
Everybody. The whole company.
The whole company. Everybody's off. The whole company.
Recharge day.
Yeah, they're calling it a recharge day.
Nice.
It's like kind of one of those things that in 2022 a company does for its employees and says, hey, look, you know, the last 2.5 years have been wild. And you know what? We're just gonna give you a day off because we love you.
Way to go!
I know that we're gonna play on air that day, like ESPN Network Radio. So I mean, somebody's working, but they gave us the day off.
That's awesome. What are you guys gonna do?
Be lazy.
Be lazy.
Be a bum.
Funch.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna probably be in bed all day because I'm going to the OC Fair the night before, and I'm just gonna wild out.
My man, I'm going to Disneyland the day before, so
nice.
I'm gonna wild out.
If you guys are gonna be wilding out, are you guys gonna be wearing the wilding T-shirts?
I will.
I'll
you
wear
want
it.
Me to?
Yeah.
Hey,
wear
do we have any more of those to give away today? Because people really love those.
I can ask Tommy. I'll let you know.
All right.
What's
a
wilding T-shirt?
Oh, dude.
Oh.
We have Wiley T-shirts?
Oh, yeah. We got T-shirts that say Wiley on them.
Okay. We got Blake on hold.
Okay. I like it. Yeah.
All right. Blake Harris is here. He is our Dodger insider. And DeMarco, let me introduce you to Blake Harris. Blake Harris, Super Bowl champion DeMarco Farr. Let's talk some Dodgers. How's it going today, Blake?
Going well. DeMarco, anytime you can put Super Bowl champion in front of your name, anywhere you go. One time I met Eric Dickerson and he introduced himself as Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson, and
I said,
"That's the way to go in life."
I highly recommend it. Yeah,
throw something in front of your name when you're introducing someone, and no complaints there.
Absolutely, no doubt. Being a champion's great. I highly recommend it. I'm glad these guys did it. Yes, I got some questions about the Dodgers. That's great, Cap. Can I ask one?
Feel free, jump right in.
Just a baseball, but general question, like how they beat the Nationals. They did a lot of damage with 2 strikes, right? With 2 outs, I mean.
Right.
Okay, what does that mean to you? I'm trying to, as a baseball casual, I guess I'll say that. When you see a team is doing damage with 2 outs, what does that tell you about that certain squad?
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers in that last game, I mean, I think they scored six straight runs, you know, with two outs. And that is something that good teams do. I mean, you're one out away from the inning, and you're able to just keep the rally going. That was incredible. I mean, all season, the Dodgers have been kind of up and down when it comes to two-out hitting. But I think when you go back and you look at previous World Series champions, if I were to guess, majority of them are near the top when it comes to two-out hitting. Because when you're a hitter, it completely changes the entire at-bat, whether there's no outs or there's two outs, especially if you got runners on base, because you know you're potentially the last guy up. So the Dodgers, what they were able to do in that inning to completely just shift momentum. I mean, they were one strike away from, you know, getting out of the inning, and that game is 0-0. So amazing hitting, amazing plate discipline, especially by the Dodgers. So, yeah, when you're one of the better teams, usually with two strikes and two outs especially, you're able to flip a switch and become a much better hitter.
All right, Blake Harris is with us. He's our Dodger insider here on Sedano and Cap. Some people call him Balake, but others call him Blake. Blake, Dodgers come out for the second half. They're on fire, and then all of a sudden Washington shows up, and they're one of the worst teams in baseball. What happened?
Cap, I wish I had an answer. Your guess is probably as good as mine. It's just one of those strange things which in baseball, even the Seattle Mariners from 20 years ago when they set a record, 116 wins, they still lost 50 games, and that's why baseball, I think, is one of the better sports, because on any given night, any team can win. But the Dodgers, it makes no sense, because against the Nationals and against the Pirates, two of the worst teams in all of baseball, I think there's something like 4-7. But against literally any other team, they have a winning percentage of about 72, which would be a pace of about 117, 118 wins. So when they're playing a team other than those two, they're the greatest team you've ever seen. When they're playing the two worst teams, they're one of the worst teams. So it makes no sense. Again, that's just the beauty of baseball. Any given night, some team could win. But, yeah, those first two games, I don't know. I mean, it was – the offense went quiet. The bullpen just forgot how to pitch. It was an awful two-game stretch. But luckily they got that win to close out the series. But, yeah, it beats me. I don't know what happened those two games.
Blake, right. I'm in the category of, you know, Dave Roberts will never get the credit he deserves. So I was just, from your perspective, what is it like to cover the Dodgers in the Dave Roberts era? Because it seems like no matter what he does, there's always going to be somebody second-guessing what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder what Twitter would have been like in the 80s or 90s around Tommy Lasorda, because Dave Roberts is one of the best managers in all of baseball. I mean, he's proven that ever since he was hired. And for some reason, he gets scrutinized essentially more than anyone. Yes, he has moments where you can question what he's doing. You know, do moves backfire? Of course, what they do for all managers. He just seems like he's under more scrutiny than a lot of other guys. And the crazy thing is that a lot of Dodger fans don't appreciate with Dave Roberts. This is a guy that you can make the case is already a Hall of Fame manager. I mean, wow. If he wins one more World Series, I think you could already pretty much lock him up in Cooperstown. I mean, the thing with Tommy Lasorda is, you know, he won two World Series, and I think he was the manager for 20 seasons. Dave Roberts has only been the manager for 6-7 years, and if he's able to add that second World Series title, he'll be among one of the best. I mean, he has the best winning percentage in baseball history among managers. So, like I said, I know he's had his moments, a lot of fans critique, but all the things that turn out really well for the Dodgers, all the pitching moves that he knocks out of the park, all the batting lineup moves he knocks out of the park, those just get forgotten about because it's easy to criticize him for all the bad moves. But I'm a huge fan of Dave Roberts. I really do think, have the Dodgers had any other manager, they wouldn't be in the position they're at today.
All right, we're talking to Blake Harris here this afternoon. He's our Dodger insider on Sedano and Cap here on 710 ESPN. Hey, Blake, so while the Nationals are here, and even prior to the Nationals showing up, Juan Soto was here. He won the home run derby in the All-Star game. The fans were yelling, you know, future, Dodger, beep, bop, beep, bop, boop. So what are you hearing? Because I saw Buster Olney from ESPN earlier today saying that he thinks the Padres are the favorite to get Juan Soto. And I've seen other reports that say that St. Louis has the farm system that Washington is so interested in. So I guess really my question is, and I'll ask you to make it somewhat brief because we're up against it here. But my question is, will the Nationals not trade him? And if they do trade him, predict, where do you think he's going to go?
Yeah, I think the Nationals trade him just because you can get the best package if you were to trade him now. It seems like the Padres and Cardinals, especially Padres, over the last 24 hours have kind of emerged as the team that seems like the front runner. If he does get traded, I think it's the Padres because I do think that they'd be willing to overpay a little just to lock him in. But again, I said this last week, if the Dodgers wanted Juan Soto, they could get him. They have the package. They have the prospects. They have the youth. So if the Dodgers want him, he'll be on the Dodgers. But if I were to guess, if I were to be a betting man, I would say he's going to be a Padre, which I'm sure a lot of Dodger fans don't want to hear. But that's just my gut instinct as of right now.
Cap, how good is he, Juan Soto?
I mean, he's 23 years old, and, you know, he burst onto the scene. He's already won a World Series.
Yeah.
He's considered by baseball experts to be the best pure hitter in the game. And so he's that good. Mostly, I think, and Blake, tell me if you agree or disagree, I think what makes him so attractive is, besides the skill set, is he's still under contract for 2 years beyond this season that we're currently in. So you would have control for two more years. And all this talk about $500 million contracts, you could really just say, this isn't a rented player for the rest of the season. This is a guy we're going to have for the next, this half a year and two more years thereafter. So, Blake, what do you think? That, to me, is what makes Juan Soto so attractive to everybody.
Yeah, that's what makes this so unprecedented. I mean, when the Dodgers traded for Mookie Betts, they traded for him with only 1 year left on his contract. When they traded for Manny Machado, Yu Darvish, they were getting him for half a season. With Juan Soto, you're getting, again, probably the best hitter in all of baseball for three postseason runs, which, again, is uncharted waters. It's never happened before, especially at the age of 23, where he's probably not even going to enter his prime for another few years. But like you mentioned, Cap, with three postseason runs in him, you can trade for him. You don't even have to worry about signing him to a $500 million contract, because he'll be making, something in the 20s, maybe early 30s, million dollars per year over the next 3 years. So he's affordable. And again, guys like this are never available via trade, which it makes this, again, no one knows what kind of package he'll cost. And everyone says whenever he gets traded, it's going to be for the greatest trade package in the history of Major League Baseball.
This is the guy that does the slide and then grabs his junk, right? That's that guy? Is that him?
Kind of like that. He does a little Soto shuffle, kind of shakes his feet. There is junk grabbing.
There is junk grabbing. Okay, I like this guy. Yeah,
right. You like it. You like what he does.
I like it. I like that stuff. That's good stuff. Yeah.
All right. Hey Blake,
tell junk grabbing. He's the guy for you.
Right on. That's exactly right. Tell everybody how they can catch up to your work, because Sedano always gives me a hard time, because Blake has this great column on Substack, but George always tells everybody, support journalism, and I support sensationalism. So I just want to know, Blake, tell everybody how they can find your work.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Twitter at Blake Harris, TBLA. You can find me on Substack, BlakeHarris.substack.com. And I always say this, while Cap isn't providing the subscription, he's providing something much more valuable. That's knowledge, that's wisdom, and that's someone I can always go to if I ever need a question.
Nice.
Well, it's good to have you, man. Blake Harris, have a great afternoon. By the way, the Dodgers just took a lead 2-0 right now over Colorado, and we're in the top of the first inning, and there are two outs. So for everybody that's tuning in, that's wondering what's going on, Dodgers at Rockies, and in the first inning, the Dodgers already have a 2-0 lead. Blake, we'll talk to you next week, man. Thank you.
Awesome. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you,
right,
sir.
You too. All right. What we need to know is coming up. Funchy will tell us what that is. And then on the way, DeMarco is a former national champion at the University of Washington.
Oof.
I would love to hear what you think about what's going on with conference realignment and how Washington might fit into the future of the Big Ten. We'll get there. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.